The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, trouble in Foxborough or just a lot of wind? Finally, no more Gruden rumors. It's for real this time. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Comments on there. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some bleeping fun today. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, and a lot of sports.
Yeah, there is a lot of sports today.
Maybe more sports than stuff.
Probably
it is,
so.
I mean, it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's playoff time, Fred.
Yeah, well.
It's in the air. You didn't like that?
No, I did. I was about to start quoting the song, and then I decided no.
Oh, okay.
That's probably a bad move. You know what? Actually, this for the first time in a while, feels like we're back to normal because we're in studio and Jong's here.
I can't believe it.
This is a first in a long time.
I mean, he's been gallivanting about. not now? Okay.
Oh, God.
Now's not the time. I get
it. Yeah, we understand.
The inside jokes don't really play well over the radio.
No,
they don't, but what are you going to do?
Well, we can let people in on the joke.
I guess we could.
Nah. We had a meeting today where we were told to make sure that you spend some time every day on like doing social media stuff, like retweeting.
Which is a good idea.
It is.
I mean, because we have a lot of good stuff that, especially on SportsMap, that, I think the people would like. So,
and when, and if you're busy doing that and someone comes over and tries to shoot the breeze with you, they say basically it's a good idea to have a sign that you can just say, hey, not now. I don't want to talk, not now. I'm too busy right now because I'm busy doing this stuff on social media. So that's our new thing, not now.
Yeah, I kind of have a different strategy. I have this thing called a door.
Good call.
I kind of close it when I don't want anybody coming in my office. The door's open, it's okay. But so that's, if you hear references to that, obviously now you're in on the joke.
Now you're in.
Hey, before we get to the important stuff, just a quick note. I was supposed to be at Gulf Greyhound tomorrow for an appearance. Apparently that has been postponed, so I will not be there tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, I found out about that today, which, frankly, if I'd known a little sooner, I would be flying out to Chicago tonight to visit the wife, but...
You're lying.
No, I was going to. No, I was going to, mainly because I wanted to go to Chicago and get some beer and pizza. Wasn't necessarily her, but there will not be an appearance at Gulf Greyhound tomorrow.
Okay.
My apologies for that. I had nothing to do with it. But we will get back down there again. It's been postponed.
Apparently our broadcast was so successful that they wanted to stop your appearance and turn that into another broadcast.
Basically.
They like to hear you broadcast.
Yeah. I don't know why.
You were a big hit down there yesterday.
Well, that's where I grew up.
Yeah.
That's my peep.
I think John Paul was a big hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He came up in our meeting.
Oh, yes.
I think he was referred to as a crazy man.
A crazy person.
Yeah.
A full-blown crazy person.
Which is accurate.
And we handled it brilliantly. That's because we're probably crazier than him.
I would say so, yeah. But that was a lot of fun being down there. And sorry I won't be there tomorrow, but we'll be back down there again before the meet's over. I don't think I'll be able to reschedule something for a Saturday because that's kind of booked once we moving forward here over the next couple of months. But we'll definitely get down there for another show. So it'll be cool. And have a lot of fun. So what do we want to start with? Do we want to start with Gruden? Do you want to start with your Patriots? Do you want to start with something else?
Let's start with Gruden.
Okay.
I mean, so this is – I feel like Al Davis didn't really die. He's still there. He's still pulling strings somehow. Like, does it feel that way to you?
It kind of does. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do we believe he's a really good coach?
I believe at one point he was a good coach.
Is he a great coach?
No.
Because here's I just want to toss this out there. Because he hasn't coached in the league since 2008. Let's put that in a little bit of perspective. That was before the Blitz.
Yeah.
Well, before this version of the Blitz. Now, there was a Blitz then, but it wasn't, you know, there wasn't the A.J. Hoffman Blitz. His career record, not bad, 95 and 81 in 11 years. But in his last 7 years in Tampa, and that included a Super Bowl, 57 and 55.
Yeah.
After going 38 and 26 in Oakland, where he had an MVP caliber quarterback for a couple of years. Now you can argue he had a lot to do with that, that Gannon became great when he was there. But he wins the Super Bowl in his first year, and a lot of people say, well, it's Tony Dungy's teams. Maybe, maybe not. I think he had a lot to do with that team getting over the hump because offensively they improved. And as much as we make fun of Brad Johnson as being, you know, one of the worst Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, the guy was a pretty good quarterback in the day. Had some pretty solid seasons. He was really the Matt Schaub of his time when before Matt Schaub turned into a pick six machine.
Yeah.
And maybe a little better than that. But then after he wins the Super Bowl, 7-9, 5-11, gets a bounce back 11-5 year, then 4-12. And then a couple of O'Briens at 9-7.
Yeah.
So, good record. Not exactly elite.
Okay.
But what concerns me is the guy hasn't coached in so long. And I don't care. A lot of this stuff, I don't care about the money. I don't care that he's getting $100 million for 10 years. I mean, if that's the price, that's the price. Raiders are going to be in Vegas, and they're going to make a fortune when they move. So, the money's not that big a deal. It's kind of like with A&M. It's like you got the money, spend the money on coaches. But I wonder how successful this will be.
Well, here's what I'll say about it. I think it'll be as successful as Derek Carr makes it. Because if this is the Derek Carr that you've got now, you're in trouble. The Raiders are in trouble. And listen, I know it's silly to act like Derek Carr had an off season, so we should just throw him in the trash can. It's absurd to think that the guy was almost the MVP of the league last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he had that kind of a season a year ago, but this year was rough, and it's tough. It's just tough to picture him suddenly coming back and getting right back into MVP form. Now, John Gruden, everyone seems to think, is some sort of a quarterback whisperer. Maybe he can do that with Derek Carr. But if he can't, then the Raiders are in trouble. If Derek Carr's a franchise quarterback, sure, they can win. So that means it works, right?
Right.
But if Derek Carr is this Derek Carr, no, it won't work.
I think he'll be it's so easy with quarterbacks to just write them off when they have a bad year. I think there's a lot of reasons why Derek Carr did not have a great year. And part of it was, I think the injury was still bothering him. When you get back injuries as a quarterback, that's always going to affect your production. And some of the players around him, you know, Amari Cooper was invisible most of the year. You know, Michael Crabtree wasn't very great either. Those are important weapons. And yeah, I think he'll bounce back with a really good year and the team will be good again. But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see the impact he has because, you know, he's gone through quarterbacks a lot. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
That's what Chris Sims used to always say, is that John Gruden never has anything bad to say about a quarterback until you're his quarterback.
Yeah.
And then you're not doing anything right.
Well, I think it's interesting, and it's a high-profile hire. I don't know if it'll work out. Things change a lot in the league, and he's one of those guys. It's like Herm Edwards. It's not quite as bad as Herm Edwards going to Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona State, excuse me. But it's
everybody always says, what about these guys who are doing TV? And people ask about Bill Cowher and guys like that. Man, when you've been out of it for a while.
It's 10 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. The game changes. And I think it'll be, I'm curious to see how it works out. I hope it works out well because I want the Raiders to be successful. I think the league's better for it. So, and then before and I brings up a good point, people that argue that Gruden brought Dungy's team to the Super Bowl forgot he played against the Raiders in that Super Bowl, which was also his team.
So it helps.
Yeah, and I don't want to take that away from him because I think the reality is it's hard to win one.
Yeah.
But, so he says, this feels a little like when the Saints hired Mike Ditka. That's probably a fair comparison.
Yeah.
So, and it may work out, it may not. I hope it does, because especially once they move to Vegas, you know, you want to see that team be successful. But it should be. I'm excited to see it, and we shall see. James wants to know, what are the odds Gruden finishes all 10 years of the contract?
20%.
Yeah, 25. All right, we're gonna take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Hey guys, if you want to get in on the action, you know where to go, mybookie.ag. You've got a busy weekend coming up, man. We got wild card, we got the national championship coming up. You got basketball, you got hockey. There's all kinds of things you can play. Mybookie.ag is the place to score serious cash. And the cool thing about MyBookie is if you they've got in-game, so if you miss kickoff, guess what? You could still get in there and play. And they got horses, they got greyhounds, all anything you want to bet, MyBookie's got you covered. Tennis, if you're a tennis fan, you're a golf fan. And if you join now, MyBookie's going to match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. They've got decades of expertise, no hassle payouts. That's the best part. You win, you get paid. And no fine print. You get the greatest customer service in the industry guaranteed. Call 844-900-2387 or visit MyBookie online. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code FRED and your first deposit is matched up to 50%. Play where the pros play because they get paid. MyBookie.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know?
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Squeeze in a quick phone call and then we'll move on to Patriots. David wants to weigh in on Derek Carr. What's up, David?
How's it going, guys? Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, with regard to the Raiders, I don't understand the hype of Derek Carr. I really don't. I mean, I know he had a pretty good year last year, but the guy's won, like, I mean, he won 3 games as a rookie, 7 games the second year. I don't know how many games he won this year, 5, 6. At what point do we look at him and say, last year was kind of an anomaly, and he's just okay?
I mean, I think we should see another year, right?
Yeah, the thing is, with a lot of quarterbacks, you look at their development. I think Matt Ryan's a perfect example of this. I think what you saw last year was kind of the culmination of what he'd learned the prior 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think before he got hurt at the end of the season, he was in the MVP conversation.
He absolutely was.
So I think if that's an outlier, okay.
And Grant, that 2015 season where the Raiders went 7-9, that's no fault of Derek Carr's. Go look at what Derek Carr did that season. Well, Derek Carr was phenomenal.
And they were way ahead of schedule when they went 7-9. That was a bad, bad football team when he got there. And I'm not saying he's the only reason for their success, but I also think to kind of dismiss it isn't fair either. Now, he didn't have a good year last year. There's no question. And he'll need to be better than that. Maybe what he was 2 years ago, maybe that's better than what he is. That's a possibility. But somewhere in between this year and last year, I think you've got a quarterback you can win with. But we'll see. He's got to stay healthy.
He's got to.
And that's always one of the things.
But he has so far. I mean, he's missed literally two games to injury. And they were both at the end of the season. I mean, but he's never been hurt in the middle of a season. He's never missed significant time with an injury during the season.
Yeah, he was hurt mid-season this year.
Missed one game.
He missed one game, but I also think it had an impact on his effectiveness for a few games.
But I mean,
which is part of it. I mean, it's not just a matter of not being able to get on the field. You also have to be able to perform at a high level, and I do think that impacted him. But in general, yeah, that's
I'm not crowning Derek Carr anything, and if I had to say right now what is Derek Carr, he's okay. He's probably a middle third of the if you tiered the quarterbacks in the NFL into thirds, he's probably in the middle third. But we've seen what he can do. We've seen a guy threw 60 touchdowns 2015 and 16.
He threw solid.
Basically 8,000 yards. I mean, that's what you want. That's a top level guy. This year, not. And he's got to be better than what he was this year.
And I think it's real easy to just dismiss a guy when he has a bad year. A lot of people did it with Cam Newton, and the next year he comes back and takes him to a Super Bowl. So, not that I'm putting that on him, but I do think that I think the guy can play, and maybe somewhere in between what we saw this year and what we saw last year is what he is, but that's pretty good.
Listen, what if Carson Wentz doesn't have a great year next year?
People will write him off. They'll do the same thing. Absurd. Oh, I don't know that I buy into Carson Wentz. Well, especially with young quarterbacks,
look at Marcus Mariota. People are already trying to be like, he's done. He's not that good. Jameis Winston, same thing. These guys are still young. They're still developing.
And sometimes in Mariota's case, I still think he's hurt too. He's been pretty beat up, and you can kind of tell he's not nearly as explosive. He hasn't been this year, and that impacts things. Sometimes guys go through a whole season. J.J. Watt a couple years ago went through a whole year where he had an injury that he played with, and everybody said, is he washed up? Is he washed? He doesn't look like the guy who won the defensive MVP. Well, he was playing hurt the whole year, and sometimes guys do that, and you never find that out till the end of the season.
And then sometimes it just takes a while for someone to really blossom into their potential. You know what I mean?
And the truly elite guys are a hell of a lot more consistent. They'll have seasons that aren't as good, and then they'll have games that are bad. Aaron Rodgers has bad games. Tom Brady has bad games. The thing is, they don't have very many during the course of a season. And that's where you take a guy from being really good to being great. I don't think he's in that great conversation yet by any stretch, but we always talk about you need to have a franchise quarterback. There's a lot of teams that like to have this guy as their franchise quarterback.
Derek Carr?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Does it mean he's going to become a star? No, but I think we've seen enough flashes that it's certainly a possibility. But, we'll see what Gruden does with him, too. And, they didn't get a lot of help from the receivers this year at all.
Almost none.
So, you mentioned Dick Vermeil took time off from coaching and then won a Super Bowl with the Rams. That's you bet. You've also had Joe Gibbs do this. That didn't work out. Somebody mentioned Ditka earlier. There's a lot of guys that have tried this and it doesn't usually work.
Yep.
So AK wants to know, did the Rooney rule not apply to the Raiders hiring Gruden, or did we just not hear about it?
I don't think it applied. I think they probably They probably formally interviewed some random black guy that they have on staff. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. That, in fact, I think that's what the holdup has been.
But by the way, that whole rule is a joke. I mean, the way that the idea of it is good, but the way teams treat it and circumvent it is a joke.
I agree, because I do think that there's something to be said for that. Even if you're not going to hire a guy, if you bring him in and interview him and talk to him, a lot of times you're going to be real impressed with him. And he may not be the coach this time, but when you have to fire the guy that you hire this time around, you might go back to that guy. Or you might tell another owner, you know what, I really like this guy. We already had our minds made up. But so I do think there's a benefit to doing it, even if you're not planning on hiring the guys.
Yeah.
But I also think you're right. I think teams just have their minds made up in a lot of cases.
But I will say this. Derek Carr, from a – like when you think of a prototype, you want a West Coast quarterback, like a West Coast offense quarterback – Derek Carr's got everything that John Gruden on paper looks for.
Yeah.
And I watched a video today of when Derek Carr was going through the draft process. You know how they always have somebody sit down at the film or at a whiteboard with Gruden, and he'll go over film. And at the end of that thing, it's John Gruden saying, "You're the guy I want. You're who I want playing for my team." And it's so we'll see how accurate he was once they actually get together and work. But I do think that it could be a good match, but it also could be disastrous. But the reality is now with what they've given to John Gruden will outlast Derek Carr if Derek Carr's not the guy.
Yeah.
Derek Carr's got 4 years left on his deal. 4 years and I think like $100 million. John Gruden, he's got 10 years. He'll be around.
Trevor wants to know, how does Lamar Jackson project at the next level? Boy, I've seen more variants on that. I'll tell you what, I like this. Well, and it won't happen. He'll probably get drafted higher than he should, in my opinion.
I've heard Lance say good things about him.
I think one thing he has to work on is his accuracy.
He's horrible down the field.
Yeah, and that's something that he's got a good arm. He's just not very accurate with it. And that's always hit and miss. I mean, if you can get a guy to improve his accuracy who's got those kind of skills, then I think you got a pretty good quarterback. I'd like to see him as a third or fourth round project guy that you can spend some time with for a couple of years and maybe be your backup. But if you're drafting him to come in and start next year, good luck.
Yeah.
I love the guy. He's fun to watch.
Somebody might take him as a first round pick.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. That's why I don't think if you're sitting around to the third round thinking, you know what, I'm going to draft this guy as a long-term project guy. Might be a Tyrod Taylor type backup who can eventually
people
be a starter.
Take guys like this now, like Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
they're not waiting anymore.
No, and everybody's trying so hard to get their quarterback. But I like him, and I know I've said this about guys before, but in the right situation where he's got a chance to develop, I think he could be he could turn into a pretty good player for you. But if the guy
could eat a sandwich or something though.
Yeah, he's a bulk.
Come on.
But he's really elusive in the pocket. He's got good pocket presence, which is important. Just the passing is the big issue, and it always has been. He just is not that accurate. And if you get the right coach to work with him, I think you can get there.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to like about him.
But boy, if you draft him, if you're Cleveland and you draft him fourth overall and throw him out there next year, it'll be a disaster.
He'll never win. The thing I saw when I looked him up was says he's 6'3". I don't believe he's 6'3". I think when they measure him at the combine, he'll be 6'1", 6'2".
6'1 and a half, maybe.
But I think that 6'3 that they called him at Louisville was nonsense. But he's got a lot of the things that people look for in quarterbacks now. He's a leader. He's explosive. He's a playmaker. You know, his teammates buy into him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's not always enough. Vince Young was at all of those things,
yeah,
and it didn't work at the NFL level.
Well, and it'll come down to how much work is he willing to put in, and can he learn to be a more accurate passer? And if he can, I think he'd be a really good player. But that's just so much of it is where you wind up.
To be totally fair, I sat here a year ago, probably this time when we were talking, like you're right around the end of college football season, we're talking about what quarterbacks are coming out. I nitpicked it at what Deshaun Watson would be. And I thought, well, Deshaun Watson might be a guy who I would draft. I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to draft, but I would draft him. And then I'd want to have someone in front of him who I could sit him behind to develop for a while. And, you know, I was wrong. Deshaun Watson was way more NFL ready than I thought he was.
I always liked his accuracy, and I think if he'd come out the year before, which he couldn't have, then you would have had fewer doubts. It's just he threw more interceptions the year they won the championship, and he wasn't as effective throughout the season, but I think there were a lot of reasons for that. But yeah, you go back to the year before, and even when they lost to Alabama, he was putting passes into windows that, I mean, those were NFL windows that he was throwing into. But I don't see that out of Lamar Jackson. That's the one big difference is, you know, he just doesn't have that kind of accuracy, and that has to be developed.
Yep.
By the way, the United States is well on its way to a bronze medal, beating up on the Czechs 5-0 in the second period. So, congratulations, we're number 3. Yay.
Yeah.
Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We'll get to this Patriots thing in a second, but Brad Powers, who was on with us yesterday, just released his initial set of power ratings for college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He has Michigan State number 1. Duke 2, Villanova 3, Purdue 4, Gonzaga 5.
Okay.
Sound fair?
I wouldn't argue with any of those.
Some of the teams of interest, and the teams that, by the way, A.J. Hoffman writes about every week on sportsmap.com. Go check it out on Mondays. Texas Tech number 12.
It might be too high yet, but that win over Kansas is pretty convincing.
23, TCU.
I won't argue that. They're very good.
28 SMU.
That might be too high.
33 Aggie.
That might be too low. They've got blown out 2 games in a row, but they've been the game against Florida, I guess it was Tuesday or whenever it was, they were without 3 of their starters, including their leading scorer. They're banged up right now. They're going to be fine. That's a talented team. That's probably a top 15 team in the country when they're full strength.
37 Texas.
That sounds about right.
42 Baylor.
That sounds about right.
44 University of Houston.
Might be a little bit high. They got their doors blown off.
Yeah, they really did. LSU 73.
That's about right.
Who else do we care about?
I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, where's Rice?
Let me scroll all the way to the bottom and start going up from there. Let's see.
Out of how many? How many we got?
Wait, 351
teams.
Oh,
he power ranked 3. Okay.
Yeah. Scrolling. Houston Baptist, 310.
Okay.
A&M Corpus, 305.
Okay.
Still not seeing Rice. Oh, here we go. 287.
Hey, now. There you go, boys.
Too high or too low?
It might be too high.
Out of, in case you're curious, the number 351st ranked team in his power rankings, Longwood.
Okay.
Delaware State's 350. So
a lot of people call Jong Longwood. I don't know why. That was his nickname since high school, Longwood.
Hmm. The interesting, the American, he's got him by conference. He's got Wichita State 11, Cincinnati 13, SMU 28, Houston 44, UCF 72, Temple 89.
Okay.
So, but really good breakdown. It's he posted it on pregame.com, and it's on it's in the college basketball forum, so it's free. So go check it out. So, do you wish to talk about this Patriots story?
Yeah, let's talk about this a little bit.
All right. I'd like to get your thoughts first.
Yeah, my initial thought is I don't even know if I believe any of this. Are you convinced that what the leaks and all this is that it's legit? Or is this something that Bill Belichick said, you know what, let's get people concentrating on something else while we work on football?
He's the one guy that would be smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's always a step ahead of everybody. I feel like the whole thing's a little sensationalized. And it was coming out yesterday that ESPN was going to have this blockbuster on the Patriots. And frankly, I think, you know, a lot of the stuff has already been out there. And I, if I had to venture a guess, Brady's trainer, who apparently isn't getting along with Belichick, leaked all this crap.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. But I just think it's overblown.
I'm sort of the same way. Do you think that Bill Belichick suddenly just going to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Or Tom Brady's going to be like, yeah, I'm just hanging it up. I can't see that. I don't see that being like in those guys' personalities to just do that out of the blue over a fight with an owner. That owner knows where his bread's buttered. Let's face
it. Yeah, and are they suddenly going to start fighting over who gets the credit? Is that what this is?
I don't know.
You know what? Okay.
And like Jimmy, supposedly Tom Brady forced the Jimmy Garoppolo trade.
Yeah. Do you really think Bill Belichick would just say, okay, fine?
But do you really think Tom Brady was threatened? Like,
yeah.
This Jimmy G guy is so good. He's going to take my. You're freaking Tom Brady. I don't believe that.
You know what he's threatened by? It's like, wow, this guy's pretty handsome too.
Yeah, but he'd been handsome. They knew
he might be more
in.
Handsome than me. Yeah, I just think the whole thing, it really seems. I don't know how well researched it was, I've read it. It feels very forced. It feels like somebody had an agenda, and whether it was Belichick just trying to distract things, or whether it was this guy who works with Brady or whoever it is, I feel like the story was pretty. I think there's some holes in it. I just put it
that's
way.
Where I'm at,
and I don't think, frankly, it's as sensationalistic as they made it sound. Oh, like Bill Belichick's going to leave at the end of the year over this. If that happens, then I'll retract my statement. But so suddenly these guys are all jealous of each other's success. That seems to be the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
Like Robert Kraft wants
this
the credit.
This has been going on for years and years.
And Robert Kraft basically says, Bill Belichick, do whatever you want.
And there's literally, I don't know how many articles or days that this topic's been discussed on sports radio, but for years it's been, who needs who more, Brady or Belichick? All of a sudden, they're like, I've had enough of this. I'm not getting enough credit. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I think it's nonsense.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to, because I know Jerome's still pretty tied in with all those guys from when he covered them. It'd be interesting to get his take on it. But a couple of people that I've talked to up there today just said, there's always friction. There's friction in everything, but nothing to that extent.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, you send a guy to work on a story for a couple months, you better play it up.
Yep.
See, that's the thing. I think the three of us should start fighting over who gets the credit for the show.
Zhang's out of here. He's like, I'm done with you guys.
I'm tired of dealing with you, Lee.
We haven't given him enough credit.
No, it's because of him that we had to trade Michael Carroll.
Yep.
So, 713-780. ESPN. So it's not a single name source in the article. And that's something that I get the need for source articles. There are times you have to protect your source. And I've written source articles. But I also think that, and this gets back to something we've talked about a lot, how I think the way the media has gone to where they're way too reliant on unnamed sources, and I always want to know where they came from. And especially like with all the stuff that was going on with O'Brien, it was pretty obvious that somebody in the O'Brien camp was leaking this stuff, whether he knew about it or not. And I don't know that he did, but somebody who supports him was leaking this stuff.
Yep.
And so in this case, it's obviously somebody who's got a grudge somewhere. And by the old standards, to use a source, you would have had to have a corroborating source. And your editor had to know who the sources were.
Yeah.
And then make the decision on whether or not you could use them. And there were times where that cost us stories. But the reality was, you had to be responsible. You couldn't just say, you know, so-and-so said this. A source close to Les Alexander said the Rockets were going to be for sale. Okay. And my first question would be, all right, who's the source? And then the writer would tell me, and then we would decide then if that was credible or not. And then you have to get a corroborating source. Well, I don't know that this was all done. I don't know if they keep those same standards. I'd like to know what their standards are. But, and then a corroborating source is kind of, that's dicey too. Because, all right, let's say I'm going to write a story. According to sources, AJ Hoffman is going to leave to go back to Austin.
Okay.
And I go and ask your wife to say, hey, off the record, is AJ going back to Austin? That's really the same source. I've got two sources there.
Right.
But it's the same source.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's going to say whatever you say, right?
Right.
So it's easy for me to go to her and say, okay, is this true? And then she says it's true. Well, it turns out, you know, it wasn't true. So, but you guys had talked and said, hey, we're thinking about it or whatever.
Right.
And then you wanted the story out there so that you could get a better contract. This is all fictional, by the way, because it sounds real, but the reality is if you...
That was never in the cards.
No, but if you wanted a better contract and you wanted to leak that, then you would leak it to me. I would write it. I would go to her as a second source. And then, yeah, you know, now the reality is I should be going to whatever station in Austin and talking to somebody there and saying, hey, is this going on? And if they don't, say, yeah, we're talking to them, I can't go with the story. But that's how it used to be. I don't think that's what it is anymore. I think, and guys get texts on their phone, hey, this is going on, from somebody, and boom, it's a story. So, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Yeah, what the hell? I just heard AJ was leaving for Austin. Fake news. Hashtag fake news. Hashtag not now. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. Today it's Charlie Polillo. And A.J. Hoffman writes every week. John Granato's on there. Lance Zierlein's about to start cranking it up for us. And if you're not on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now at sportsmap.com. And a couple of things on there. Polillo's got an article that deals with Rockets Warriors. Talks about college hoops. Talks about Bill O'Brien. We've got our gambling guide is up, which Jerry Bowe has done very well this year. 55% for the season.
Hey now.
So that's good. So that's up. So you can go check that out. It's all on SportsMap. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. And anytime something gets posted, which is a lot, we put a bunch of stuff on there, pops right up on your Twitter. So he's got some interesting stats. Next segment, when we kind of look ahead to the games, I want to pull some stuff from what he wrote there, because he did a good job with it and breaks down the games very well. I haven't really found a play yet. I mean, I have some leans. Like, I'm leaning Falcons.
I made my plays already.
Yeah.
And I have 10 different plays for football this week.
Yeah, I saw that. You tweeted
Saturday,
them out.
Sunday, Monday. Yeah, I feel like they, I found something
wanted to
in
argue
every
with
game.
You about them.
Yeah, of course. That's what happens. People are like, and that's okay. I mean.
Rather than argue with you, why don't you just go punch a ticket the other way?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And then if you want, laugh at me after.
Yeah, I told you so. Okay. Good for you. I hope you cash the ticket. Most of the I told you so guys don't bet.
That's probably true.
Well, you know, most of them just want to. Well, I found that when I do stuff like that, it's fanboy of a certain team that tells you you're wrong.
Yeah.
If you picked against them. But Travis says, I guess the supposed love affair between the Patriots and ESPN is over. Yeah, man, the more I read of this stuff, it just seems like it's. Did it strike you as more speculative than it was?
It didn't seem like thoroughly investigated all the way. It almost seemed like this guy's got a feeling about it.
Yeah, based on some because he starts off with the whole thing. where it's Brady and McDaniels sniping at each other. Well, that's happened for years with Brady and coaches. Go back to Bill O'Brien. They almost got into it on the sideline. So Brady's agent said, I don't really know what to say. It's tough to have a response since it didn't appear to me to have one on the record quote. All I can suggest is don't believe everything you read. And the statement from the Patriots says, for the past 18 years, the three of us have enjoyed a very good and productive working relationship. In recent days, there have been multiple media reports that have speculated theories that are unsubstantiated, highly exaggerated, or flat out inaccurate.
Yeah.
The three of us share a common goal. We look forward to the enormous challenge of competing in the postseason and the opportunity to work together in the future, just as we have for the past 18 years. It is unfortunate that there is even a need for us to respond to these fallacies. All our actions have shown we stand united. That's from Robert Kraft.
Okay.
Robert Kraft's always
But you don't want to take his word for it?
Look, I'm sure there's some stuff. I'm sure there's some problems there. I'm sure there's some disagreements between him and Belichick and Brady. But do I think suddenly these guys are having a pissing contest over who gets credit for what?
I just don't see it.
I don't either. And, you know, not everybody gets along. That doesn't mean that the whole thing's falling apart. But, you know, at some point it is going to end. I mean, Tom Brady is 40 years old. And, you know, that he's going to break down at some point. So,
of course, we've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So they said, well, Tom Brady's 40 and Belichick is 2 years or so away from retirement. They didn't break much ground by saying it was going to come to an end soon. And that's true. It's going to happen. Does it happen to Mike and Mike?
Eventually, it happens to everybody, but I don't think that it's... I think when it happens, I would imagine that Bill Belichick has a... And Tom Brady both. They have a... You can stay as long as you want to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would think. In an organization... It's the same reason why the Spurs keep re-signing Manu Ginobili, even though he's not a real player anymore. They keep re-signing him. Why the Mavericks still pay Dirk Nowitzki. Because at some point, you've done so much for a franchise that they're like, you know what? If this guy wants to be here, we're going to keep him here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know the NFL's big business, but Tom Brady's probably the MVP of the league this year. Bill Belichick's the best coach in the history of the NFL. They're not looking to run those guys out of town. These guys aren't – they're not like – past their primes. These guys still have it going on.
Well, and the whole speculation that he was trying to get rid of Garoppolo, from what I read, they were offering him a bridge deal that would be worth like $18 million, and he's like, no, I'm going to test the open market because you know, I think I can get paid a lot more than that, and he will. And now that he's gotten a chance to play, you know, it was the right thing to move him. 7-0 U.S.
No, I think they're safe.
Where was this yesterday, damn it? Against those damn Swedes. By the way, what the hell's going on out there?
It's a party going on out there. No,
they're all screaming and stuff again. What the hell? I bet you that's Laminac out there making a lot of noise.
It is. Laminac, of course it is.
Yeah, he's turning into a yeller. I think it's from working with Joel. But I was listening a little bit today. Barry's starting to turn into one of those yellers.
No, Barry, he's out there practicing his comedy on the intern stable. That's what he's doing.
Is Trey laughing?
It's like an open mic that he doesn't have to like wait around for. He just shows up and he starts open micing with the interns. And then, you know, if they laugh, he'll take note. If they don't, yeah, okay. Throw that one out.
That was really funny, Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So Barry's also turned into like a Kinnison-esque comic where he like louder is funnier to him. So he's got to be as loud as possible.
Sam Kinnison was one of my all-time favorites.
Maybe I shouldn't give him that much credit. He's turned into like a Dane Cook comic where louder is fun.
Okay. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Maybe he ought to look at another career.
No, Barry's already tried IT. He didn't.
Okay.
That was.
By the way, Sweden plus 1.5 goals tonight.
Okay.
I think it's going to be close.
Against Canada?
Against
the Canucks?
Yeah.
Hey, Barry called you Don Imus of radio.
Oh, ha ha. All right, guys. New year. And is it a happy one? Is it a happy new year? Are you happy in your job? If not, why haven't you considered an IT career? Is it because you weren't the best student in high school? That's okay. It's not rocket science, guys. It's my computer career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. More than just a school, though, My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so make new year, new career your resolution and take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's mycomputercareer.edu. After that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.